hello, somehow related listeners. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, whatever that means.
I don't mean that as a cynical, sad.
Well, happy holidays then.
Happy holidays, and
Jesus bloody died for you, man. He came back.
Is it about Jesus or is it about Coca-Cola and Santa? Because that's Santa. What Santa is, which is Coca-Cola.
It's another somehow related. Yeah, yeah. Coca-Cola kind of invented Santa.
I remember when I used to do Santa at Last Laugh, the Christmas show, and I would do Santa. When I walked through the crowd, nothing. When I walked through the crowd as Santa, I got touched up.
Yeah, I've done Santa before. Women want to sit on your knee.
They love sitting on your knee.
Oh, man.
No, we and in this time that we live in, we shouldn't be talking about that, but I felt slightly violated.
When you were Santa?
Yeah.
I did Santa at my kid's kinder once and my pants fell down because I made the mistake of the woman said, you're on after the next song, after Jingle Bells.
Mm.
And I hadn't tried on the costume and I was rushing to get on. Then I rushed in. I said, Merry Christmas, and my pants fell down and one of the women screamed up the back.
And did your kids go, Dad, I know it's...
No, one of the kids...
If there were kids listening. If there were kids listening.
He's real. But Santa needs a bit of help. Needs a bit of help sometimes.
Oh, he sends out. He delegates to
help
some...
Help us.
Yeah, to some very special people.
My son later said in the car, Santa had the same underpants as you, Dad.
Did I tell you the time that I did Santa on television?
No.
Yeah, we're advertising the what's the show that used to... Oh, yeah, they used to do the clam bake every year.
Comedy Company?
No,
the clam bake.
Tony Rickards and
Wide World of Sport.
No. Anyway, they asked me to go on Darren Hinch and do Santa Claus to advertise the gig, and so I did the gig, and we talked about doing Santa and blah blah blah, and I was doing, and then as a joke, there were some kids next door that were making a bit too much noise in the setup. So I go over to the window, and I thought they'd stop rolling, and I lean out the window as Santa, and I told you kids to shut up, and I spit as Santa, I spit on the kids. So I thought, I just did that for the crew on the day. I thought, well, they'll cut after that. I go to the Christmas party just after that. I see the managing director of Channel 7 walk in, just shaking his head. I see someone else walk over to him and say, what's wrong? And he goes, we just put Santa to wear, spitting on little kiddies on Christmas Eve. And I know that he can't recognise me because I was dressed as Santa at the time. So I just turn and disappear into the crowd.
Oh, my God. You've ruined
Mitchell
Christmas.
Mitchell Faircloth and Tony Rickards are part of Punter to Punter.
Punter to Punter.
That did a show every Christmas, and it was called The Clam Bake.
Oh, okay.
That was what I was advertising.
Yes.
Long way around.
It was a long way, long time ago.
Long time ago. And Santa doesn't spit on little kiddies.
No.
And he's
real. Because my dad was in the Air Force, we used to go to a Christmas party, and Santa would arrive in a helicopter. Pretty exciting.
Arriving a helicopter.
Yeah, arriving a helicopter on the airbase. Pretty exciting. And of course, well, I had the teenage brother who had a skateboard, Trev, and he went riding off on his skateboard and got arrested by the military police for being on the airfield on his skateboard and got put in a cell.
That's good for your next book.
By the MPs.
You got put in a cell?
Yeah, by the MPs, and Dad had to go get him out.
No, not really put in a cell.
Well, they've got cells at the Air Force Base. Where
it was just a bit of fun, surely.
A bit of fun, but just, you know, you're in the cell, mate, in the lockup. Good times.
And where is he now? He's in jail.
Trev's still in jail. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.